This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Iroquois School Superintendent Doug Schofield is with us on the WBEN Live Line this morning. It's back to school in Iroquois, among other districts today. And Doug, good morning. How are things on this first day of school going so far?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Everything is going really well. I mean, like you said, it's a beautiful day out there, and everything is running smoothly. The buses have been on time. There's always a lot of parents dropping off and actually and checking with everyone. They were moving along patiently and calmly and taking their turn. I mean, and that's the big thing today for everyone. With the traffic, I saw you talking about the cameras on buses. And it is important for everyone to be careful. When they see red lights, stop for the school buses. So it's very safe for children.
It's a different looking year inside the classroom. Everyone wants to know how districts are handling the no phone policy and what students are saying about it. What have you heard as far as feedback before the first day?
Well, I've been one of the superintendents that's vocal that I think it should be a local choice for us to decide what to do with cell phones. With our district, we always had no cell phones all the way up through eighth grade, through middle school. So for the ninth graders, it's about the same. Where I feel bad years ago, I did have a student that said how she puts all her calendars and events in it. So It'll go smoothly. It'll go well. It's like our no hat policy. It's something that the students will learn to live with and take, you know, their homework and put it down differently. I do believe that, you know, students should learn how to use cell phones, but it also is a distraction. And unfortunately, this is where we are right now with the state. But everyone will do very well here at Iroquois with it and understand and move forward and make it work very well.
Is the district storing phones for students, or are you just leaving it up to the students to keep them in their lockers?
The students will be required to keep them in their lockers. That's what we've been doing successfully in the middle school. And we do have a rubric of if you are not following the rules, these are the consequences that will go with it. Because it's not a consequence for having the cell phone. It's a consequence for being insubordinate and not following the appropriate procedures within the district.
Well, safety is on the top of everyone's mind. I'm wondering if that's something that changes year to year, or if you've found something that kind of works and are just sticking to it. If it isn't broke, don't fix it.
I would say it's a combination of both. I am very lucky. They're community-supported school resource officers. So I have one in every single building. I have a head school resource officer. Him and I meet regularly. We go over every event that happens in the nation and decide what we can do differently here to make it better. We have a system that other districts are coming to look at. We call it the blue light system, where we have boxes throughout the halls where anyone can pull, which would immediately lock down the district, call 911. And we just keep upgrading our system and our procedures every year based on what's happening within the nation.
Did anything change after Minneapolis last week? Did you meet again?
We have discussed it, but that did not change any of our procedures here of what we're doing. We felt everything that happened there, that being very unfortunate, we would have the best procedure possible to cover for that at this time.
What's the feeling on the first day? Is it excitement? Is it like moans and groans? Does it depend on what level of class you're in?
I think it depends on the person. There are the people who don't like to get up in the morning, so there's a little groaning there. But I would say overall it's very electric. There's a few nerves of people finding their new classrooms, new lockers, new buildings. But then when you see your friends and you start talking, that excitement of being together, being part of a community, comes right back in. I know we had the teachers yesterday, and they're excited to have the students because the students just bring this great electric feeling and brings the buildings to life. And that's what we're here for, is the students and educating them and helping them mature into adults for the society. And it is so exciting having them back. Summer I don't like. It's not exciting here. Now it's when it's fun.
Well, I hope you have a great first day, first week, and a great school year. Thanks, Doug.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.